Hi, everybody. We're here again. And today is Saturday, October 5th, 2013. And we're going to be having our birthday on the light shift a little bit later on. So anybody who's born in October, we'll have a birthday party for them. And everybody else listening will be joining, and we'll have some type of dessert of your choice there. So let's energize the light beam. And here we go. We just ended our four-hour call a few hours ago. So it's 2 hours ago, basically. So we're still in the good energy here. And here we go. I'd like to know also how you felt with the pins released out of your body, out of your neck, I think we did last night. How people have felt about that. Maybe you could send us something. Or maybe even call in if you like, talking about the pins that you have in your neck released, if you feel different today. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'll pose a question to everybody. What timeline are you on? So hopefully when you woke up today, you were in the now timeline versus being somewhere else, because you probably, hopefully not, but probably you maybe were on another timeline when you're sleeping out in the beyond all. So hopefully when you woke up, they switched you over to the timeline in the now, which is source energy, and not everybody is on it, and there's a lot of confusion when you're not on it. And they can, those timelines are now coming in intersecting with the now timeline. I've noticed that a couple of times where all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, you're trying to go someplace in your car and get all these obstructions, which means to me, you know, like a bunch of cars show up out of nowhere. They kind of are, you want to turn left or right on a street and all these cars show up and you can't move. And then you get a hole to move out into, you know, a space, and cars are going the other direction in the other lane, so you can't pull out either. So it's kind of interesting to watch. So if that's happening to you, you know that those timelines are crashing into yours if you're in the now. If you're not in the now, then you're on many, many timelines that are intersecting, and, you know, you're in the flow of all of them at once, and they're all colliding on top of you. So we'll see if our co-host is out here on our timeline, not in cyberspace, but on our timeline. So are you here, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Yes, I trust I'm on your timeline, Ron. And I very often ask myself, where am I? Because I know it's so frustrating for us who trying to get things done or trying to accomplish things or get out of a certain feeling or space or situation to always be in and out of timelines. And there was a very good suggestion here. Well, maybe you could give us your opinion about it, Ron. Someone wrote into clsquestions@yahoo.com and said that what they do on timeline crashes in the box where you can put your emotion or situation or event, she puts down my spirit's choice. And that's it. And says it seems to work very well for her. So what do you think about that, Ron?
Your spirit does not have a choice. It goes where you want to go. So I don't know how that's working very well. Remember, your spirit's in your body for the ride. Your spirit is not going to tell you or guide you or, you know, or do anything for you except to support where you are in your life doing something. Your spirit is here to help you put energy into your creativity. So I don't know how that would even work. You know, everything does work, though, but I would not use that affirmation or do that, because your spirit, first of all, since everybody's life here is typically pretty awful and people don't like living because of external situations happening to you, let's put it that way. If it was so bad, your spirit would say, okay, pack your bags, you're leaving in 2 minutes. And you would hear that and say, okay, I'm packing my bags, let's go. But it doesn't do that. So your spirit is only in you to give your body energy, along with being able to be present in you for your creativity. So your creativity would be like painting a picture, writing a letter, whatever you're doing, you're putting your energy into what you're doing, and that's having your spirit energy into that. And that's what it is to be in the now. So it doesn't really have anything to push you, to guide you, to do anything else. It's just along for the ride, like a backseat driver, living its time with you until your body no longer is living. So back to you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that answer. And there's some other questions that have been sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be taking some more from there. If anyone wants to write there tonight, I'll be watching. I'll also be watching the fast chat. And today was the, as you mentioned, Ron, the physical ascension preparation conference call for 4 hours that began at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So maybe someone who was on that call today can type into the fast chat how you felt, or how you feel now with having the pins taken out, or what that ascension call was like for you. And Ron, are we taking any phone calls tonight?
Yeah, I'll take phone calls regarding pins that we took out of people last night. If you noticed your neck having more movement back and forth, that's what I think we worked on, was neck energies. And, just to see how your neck is doing. If you don't want to call in, then you can also go to the fast chat or send an email, to CLS questions. And, just briefly just describe, that maybe it's feeling better, or you had this ache or pain for, 30 years and now it's gone or something, or you stopped it getting removed. Just something to help out, because as we do these programs, you people listening can hear me talking, but we like to have it proactive with you people coming on and to tell other people. That's what we want, is to have other people helping other people. So it's a little nicer show that way. Remember when I first got on BBS, it felt like I was talking to like nothing out there. You're just talking and talking and talking. And, it's kind of strange, when you're talking into, the phone, hoping that somebody's hearing you. So, now we grew a lot, and, I don't mind doing that anymore, but I like to have somebody say, shit, Ron, this thing really worked, So anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy, see if anything's come in here.
Ron. If you don't hear from anybody, you wonder what timeline they're on.
and maybe it's delayed and they can't type, Maybe they're thinking about it, but the energy of your computer is on a whole different timeline than you, and you just don't think that you have one in front of you, even though you might see it. Maybe you have your fingers and your brain disconnected, sort of, or maybe your eyes and ears are on one timeline and everything else is on another. And it's not meshing, but you can do all these things. So, anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, on the fast chat, we've got a comment. Someone said that my neck was okay from taking out the pins. It felt a lot freer. It was a good feeling. And I have to agree with that. I felt that same way. I frequently had pains in my neck. I always thought they were given to me by people, but actually it was those pins. So it was really nice to have those pins out, and I hope they stay out. And so tonight, if you want to call in, everyone, we're on Station 2 from BBS Radio. This is Creation Lightship Healing. And tonight is Saturday Night in the Light, as Ron said earlier, and we will be treated to live healings on the Creation Lightship with Ron as our ambassador to guide to the various healing areas where various light beings tend to our physical well-being. once aboard the creation light ship, we can request one physical healing to the light beings. The healings will only work on the live show today, October 5th, 2013. However, if you're hearing this as an archive, you may feel some incredible peace, as well as learn about the amazing healers on Creation Lightship. So Ron has activated the light being with peace energy, and that's from our source, so hopefully you're all feeling that. And now I'll be reading Ron some questions that came into clsquestions@yahoo.com. And, oh, Barbara has just put, she felt the pins come out of her neck. Wow. So now, Ron, you've got some questions here about ascension. Question number one. This person's asking if you state that when ascension happens, the light will be turned off and everything will dematerialize. And then you also state that if they do not ascend, they will be coming back here, meaning Earth. So how can that be if Earth was dematerialized?
Okay. The first thing is that since the Earth was created by the light, and so was your bodies, and your bodies have light in it from source energy. Let me try to get this so it's a little clearer for people. Now, naturally, since we have different races on this planet that look physically different, different heights, you know, just different races. You know, if you look at a tall, maybe a big Swedish person, say, or a German person, or whatever, and then you look at a North American Indian, we'll say here they look different. Well, that's because they're from a different alien race. It's not as if, you know, somehow they had interbreeding with something or somewhere, and they were different. So everybody's a little different. But the race that did this, who brought you here, was from the light. And somehow, I think we got a beep. Do we have a beep out there? I don't want to leave them on for, you know, 10 minutes. So we have somebody online.
Okay, yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy. I'm Larry.
Okay.
Oh,
so how
hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, that's true, Ron. It's very true,
Larry.
Yes, Ron, that's very true, that the pins were taken out of our feet and shoulders and neck and top of the head. And I feel a lot of stress has been eliminated. I feel a lot more relaxed. I'm not pacing that much. And I feel like it's given an opportunity for other healings to heal, too, because that stress has been released.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, stress is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you probably have done the barcode clearing. In fact, I'll say this to everybody. If you felt better with the stress being, you know, if you feel less stressful from tension being released, go back in and do that stress barcode clearing, okay? I'm not saying that
I've done the 2,000-year barcode clearing, and then I've done another one, too. I've done two of them barcode clearings.
Yeah, you go in and do the get barcode, go into that page.
Uh-huh.
And go and just do one of the stress death barcode. It'll still work for you even if you don't have a barcode, and it can take away more stress.
Oh, do the death barcode one of them.
No, but not the death one. You have the stress death barcode.
Oh, the stress death barcode.
Yes, I have
uh-huh.
two clearings on that page. It's a second clearing, so do that one, and that you already have the codes for. So. Just go in and do that.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that one then.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so let's see, where were we here? So your body was created by, using the term aliens, and they created a human body. And from there, everybody looks a little different because a different alien race created you. Basically, I guess if we were all completely colorblind and we could only see one color, whatever that color would be, and if you could only see that one color, we'll just say that everything looked white to you. Doesn't matter what your skin color was. Then everybody would probably look pretty much the same except for their face. Although there is some different body structures, you know, with extra muscles maybe or something, or body shapes, but kind of aside from that, if we cut everybody's heads off, I'm sure that the anatomy aside will probably look identical for all humans. So they just took that one blueprint and changed our heads, and they put different dye in us, we'll say, to pigment to make our skin look different. So let's just kind of look at that, okay? So we were created from light, even though we are different races here. Now, what happens is, since the planet was created from light, too, it also has light codes, just like your body has. And Earth Spirit had a spirit, which at this moment, this second, is no longer here. It came in shortly a while back just to see what was going on, and it left. And so it's been out of here for about 2 years, I think. And so, but your spirit's still in your body doing its duties, we'll say, right? Trying to be here to be with you, to be for creativity in the now. Now, when the ascension time happens, what happens is, since the darkness decided to pray, remember we got the two words, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y, so we'll use the word pray with the E, to pray on the light, then it connected itself here and brought in the alien agenda and everything else into people, even though the bodies were alien. So I'm not saying that your original race that created you may have been bad. It could be bad now, maybe turned over more to darkness, but they were of light when they brought you down here. Now, going from there, aliens took over the planet, brought aliens into physical bodies of people, and it's happened for a long, long time. And more recently, probably since they started doing the timeline stuff and doing things, we'll say, from probably, I'll just say, the 30s on, more likely, you know, around World War II with the Philadelphia experiment and everything else, where they, you know, started ripping holes in the fabric of the time here, bringing in aliens. So we all kind of know about that. So the aliens took over the planet thanks to whatever they did. And what people are still doing by praying outside of themselves. And that's been going on since the get-go. So all of a sudden, when the ascension time happens, the darkness, since it doesn't have any light to hang on to, because the light will no longer be turned on. So just think of, you know, the light going off in one of your rooms in your house when it's dark outside and you don't have any windows or a porch light or street light or any light, you know, all of a sudden everything is dark. And that's the way it's going to be. Then the light will look for light. It doesn't have to have you lit up. It knows it's your frequency. So it will look for the light frequency of you, its resonance that it created you with, and collect you. Now, that's on this timeline in the now. Now, what happens is, if you're not on this timeline in the now, and the darkness takes you onto another timeline, which happens all the time for everybody, then when the light is turned back on again, number one, is this Earth going to be here? Well, as of this moment as I'm talking, the Earth will never be rematerialized again right now because the Earth Spirit is not coming back to do that. So the Earth Spirit is connected to your body genetics, your body energies, the minerals that's made up of your body. And so that means that if the Earth Spirit is not here to re-energize you, then you could never come back here again. You wouldn't have that life force energy into the body. Now, if the darkness decides to bring forth another Earth that looks like this one, you still could not come back to it because you could not live here. Now, what the Earth does is take part of the light energy from this planet, and they recreate timelines and parallel universes, we'll say, or parallel planets of Earth, we'll just call it that. And that's what you're living on. That'll be all be taken away. So that means that the energy is turned off. Now, they could fabricate an Earth, but I don't think you're going to be able to live on it. So they're going to have to take something out of everybody out of the beyond to fabricate an Earth. But you'll never be coming back to the light because you're going to be in darkness. So as far as coming back here again, that won't happen. They could fabricate an Earth, maybe taking some of the spirit energy out of everybody that they have held captive on timelines. And I imagine they could use that and put that into a dark side creation with light in it, but it won't be the same that we have here. So I guess the question was, are you going to be able to come back to the Earth after ascension? No. The answer is no. This is the last time that this Earth of light is going to be here, as I'm talking now. Possibly the Earth could decide to come back again and re-energize what it has now, but at this moment, that's not a possibility. So what happened before is the dark side would take people off planet every 2,000 years. Ascension would happen. Everything would be turned off. The Earth spirit at that time decided to come back and re-energize the planet that it created, and it was rematerialized. And then the dark side brought everybody over here, you know, got their space shuttles or whatever, their buses and trains, brought everybody back here, and the people didn't realize that they were gone and looked like the same thing over again. Life continued. So that's what happened. This time, that's not going to happen. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is. So are you going to be able to come back here to a planet of light if you don't leave? The answer is no. There won't be any planet of light. And you go to another planet of light? No, because you won't resonate to it. Your body is created out of the Earth energies. Whatever you see here, the Earth energies, the minerals, is what your body's created from. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, if you want to fill in anything.
That's a very thorough answer, Ron. There's another part to that question about the ascension, and it has to do with the spirit leaving. If we've done the spirit barcode, that's understood. The spirit will leave if we've done the spirit barcode that you offer online. But the confusing part for this person's question is that for the body to become 100% spirit, that's the hard part in order to ascend, or else it'll be lost to a dark side universe forever. So they're saying that it sounds as though it's easier for the dark side to ascend if they choose, because we have these bodies. Is this person understanding that correctly?
Okay. Well, first of all, you only have one lifetime in light, wherever you go to. And here you've had many, many lifetimes, and that's why you're stuck in this process. Okay? Okay, so I just need to do one thing here for about 10 seconds here.
Okay. So the question is, it's beginning to sound as though it is easier for the dark side to ascend if they so choose, because
okay.
We have our physical bodies.
Yeah, I'll answer that question. So what happens is when the light is battling the darkness, the darkness is automatically, through the grace of the light will ask it before it is terminated. Now, I need to describe this a little more so people understand what's happening. Because we talk about the time-traveling soldiers using light technology, source energy, to terminate the aliens, okay? Because they can't come here. They're on adjacent timeline just next to this one that you can't see, but you can see them in the clouds. Look at all those ship clouds out there that we have now, as opposed to the ones that were in the 50s. So they're here. You can see them. And these soldiers are battling them. So what happens is most of these bodies of the aliens are robotic, completely 100% robotic. And so those are not going to have a chance to ascend because they're robotic energy. Now, we have ones that could be physical, that might look like us, that all they know is darkness with no light inside of them. Now, if they're not brainwashed, because I could use the word programmed, because they probably are that too, I'll just use kind of the word brainwashed. So if they're maybe they got a little bit of, they wonder, what am I doing this for? Even here, people do things and they say, yeah, I wish I wouldn't have done that in the past, or it doesn't feel quite right, but I'm ordered to do this, okay? So the ones that do have maybe a little more of a consciousness, the light, they'll say, do you want to come into the light? Otherwise, you're terminated. The reason why they're terminated is because they chose to come here, and they shouldn't be here, but they chose to come here to take away free will, free choice. And so that's the whole premise why they're being battled by the soldiers and why the light is supporting the soldiers to do this, because they shouldn't be here. But the light cannot on its own battle the darkness, okay? Because if the, first of all, the light's so powerful that if the darkness were to come to the light ship would try to take it over, it wouldn't even come close to it. It'd be disintegrated instantly because the light energy around it, we call it its auric field, would not accept anything that's in duality. So the light is helping out here through people battling the darkness. That's how it works. But the light won't come here and go zap, it's gone. All it can do is do the ascension, where it can take away its energy and reclaim what it created back to itself. That's what ascension is. So I guess that's how that works. So the beings that are of darkness that probably have some light inside of them do have a chance to switch over if because they know about light. Now, another being that does not have any light at all in it may not have that consciousness, but they are given that choice. But all they know is to come in and take over the planet, take over humans, take over, you know, the energies of people, et cetera. And so is it easier for that type of being to go through the process and become, have a spirit, have their body reformed into light? Is it easier than what it is for us? Well, we already have that. Okay? So I don't know how to really answer that. I guess the answer could possibly be yes, but they've got to be terminated probably first and refabricated into light, because the body needs to be. I shouldn't use the word re-terminated. We'll just use the word maybe fixed or remade again. And that's kind of what Jesus talked about on the cross. Do you forgive yourself? Do you want to release all of your judgments? That's what we're kind of doing with the beings that are out there. You want to release a judgment to maybe kill and eat humans and come into a better life. So if you look at that, it's the same thing that Jesus did on the cross. A couple people said no, and I guess the one said yes. So that's the way that worked. So it all depends how corrupted the darkness is and how corrupted you are. So the thing is, are you going to ascend? Well, have you cleaned yourself out enough? Okay? Because you're living in light with the light of consciousness, and in a sense, you're choosing to be in duality. Okay? So by being in duality, which is your choice, are you going to reactivate everything inside of you? That's why we have clearings on the website, to get this energy out of you. So, the body could ascend. That's what Jesus talked about. If you go back to what Jesus did, he said you have to be like innocent, like a child, or a baby or whatever, to do the ascension. You have to get rid of the judgments. So that's kind of the way it works. And I think there's so much more going on that I don't understand about the ascension process, because we're still stuck here in a big mindset. So as long as you're hanging on to a mindset that the aliens gave you, which means that you denounced the light and chose a different system, okay, and this has been probably programmed into the body, so the body has a difficult time because your body has all these lifetimes in it. Where the alien out there, it has, maybe it's his first lifetime, and it can change over instantly. Where for you, it might be much, much more complicated. So does that make sense to you, Kathy?
I'm following you, Ron. Yeah.
So that's what the answer is. Why does the aliens have a chance to ascend, and they've been torturing me for my whole life, and I don't like it. And why would the light ship allow an ascension for a dark side being that's harming me to go into the light? Well, the whole thing is that the body that you have is so corrupted, more than what the alien would be, because of all the stuff inside of it in the DNA. That's why we get rid of the DNA on the clearings, to open yourself up to a higher consciousness so you can get rid of this stuff. And remember, whenever you think, you're coming into judgment. So, this whole process may not sound fair, but I don't know what else to say. All I can tell you is what I perceive here, and the way maybe the light is looking at this situation. I would love to have everybody get out of here, through people's choices, conscious choices of turning away from the light is where the problem is, okay? And so that's kind of about what I would say. If anybody were to ask me, I'd say, well, you got to backpedal and get out of this stuff and get this DNA released, which is what we're doing. With a lot of the clearings. That's why the emotional clearing is so, so important for people, so you can get out of the judgments of this lifetime. And that's basically it, and cleaning off your spirit. So anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, it's always good to have a vast understanding, to hear what happened. To bring up these questions again and again, because we're all doing these clearings for a reason. We're trying to clear out the judgment and not think, overthink, and do the barcodes, and it just goes on and on, conference calls. So, it's just a good reiteration of information from you, Ron. And hearing that, you wish we could all ascend, yes. We wonder, though, somebody is asking if we would ever know if we ascended. Could you answer that, please?
No, you would not know that. We've talked before about, since you're probably not whole and complete, and, there's parts of you out on other timelines, and they refabricate you from your DNA. They take one of your hairs and regrow you, and all of a sudden you're out there, maybe even being tortured or something. I don't want to use that term, but you're out there somewhere. Is that going to be destroyed at ascension time? Yes, because if anything of light will be terminated and brought back to the light or terminated. So if you are in a dark side universe and there's no roadmap for the light to find you, let's put it that way, then that energy will be turned off. So you're not going to be out there suffering at ascension time. I think last time, possibly that could have happened. I can't guarantee it. But this time, no way. So that's the whole process. So, we could do even seven generational clearings if you're kind of worried about it. But typically this lifetime is what you're living. You could go back and do some more work on yourself. But you need to get into the light. That's the whole process. Where are you with your own consciousness of light? Are you allowing people to take you sideways? Are you getting upset with things? Well, if you're getting upset, means you're in duality. And being in duality means you're not in the light. You're not in the now, because the now has no memory. The now has no future and no past. And that's why we do the mind-to-heart drop. So you need to know that when you're in the now, you're not going to be drawing this stuff to you, because it doesn't exist. It's only when you get out of the now, then what you have is a memory from the past, and that past now comes upon you and clobbers you because you're thinking about the past situations. And then your past situations can draw past timelines to you, and or you could create a brand new timeline to go out on with other people on that timeline, and then you're on the highway to hell, which you created. Okay, so that's the problem. So that's the thing in a nutshell. And I think we should probably go to the light ship. So the whole thing that I'm working on myself is to help people so they're not being abducted. I've been doing that for a long time, working on energies. And people are, you know, that's what I'm battling now with the darkness is that, is getting to the dark side to stop clone factories of people and everything else where the dark side is coming in stealing the light. That's what we're doing now. That's probably why I'm still stuck here. So I want to get out of here, probably more than you guys. But my typical night is I'll go to sleep for a couple of hours and I'll wake up because something is happening. And this has been since probably, well, my whole life basically, but more recently, I'll say the last, maybe the last year since we started in on this 2012 crap that happened in December where they put clones here. And, you know, it's a very seldom get a whole night of sleep where I can go to sleep and wake up and go, wow, what happened? You know, I'm here now, you know. I didn't wake up during the night. And normally I wake up between 2 and 5 o'clock. And I could be up for 2 to 3 hours working on stuff and battling the darkness. And I don't like it, you know. I want to take my marbles and go back home.
Yeah.
That's,
well, we do appreciate all you're doing for us, Ron, and I can just only imagine how, you know, how disruptive your life is, and you're trying to live in our dimension as well. So we do very much appreciate you still being here and offering these radio programs for us free of charge, and also going to conferences and doing conference calls for us and trying to carry on a business for us so we can ascend as well. And it's just a lot going on for you. So it's okay. You know, we appreciate you sharing what you're going through, and it's good to know. And also those of us who have been with you for quite a while, which may have only known about you for about 2 years, but still there's some people who've known Ron for over 5-6 years now, and they're still carrying on doing clearings because they know this is the real thing, and it's not fun for any of us. It's not fun for Ron. We're trudging onward, you know. This is a whole different way of life, and without these clearings, it would be much, much, much worse, so we have to be very grateful. And so, anyway, I just wanted to check the fast chat real quick for more comments about the pins before we go to the light tip. And I do see there's some. Someone felt the pins come off like cactus spines in their back. And then another person said that the pins release was very effective. The rotation is smooth in the neck, no noise when moving. Her tension's greatly reduced. And she enjoyed the energy going around her body. Relaxed and invigorated at the same time. And she looked forward to the monthly weekend shows. Very uplifting, and a big thank you. So if everyone wants to type in some kind of a room or a healing area for Ron to escort us to, we can go to the light ship now, Ron, whenever you're ready. And for the birthday party.
Okay, everybody. This year is one of our favorite nights when we have our birthday party. And there's a gentleman listening. I forgot to do his birthday on one of the events that we had. But I think I did it again on another program. But anyway, here we go. So going up to the light ship. This only works live for people listening. And if you're listening to it, then you're going to feel the peace energy, probably just from the show here anyway. But you have to come on the shows live to listen. So here we go. The reason is that going to the light ship is very special. So I need people to come on and listen during this process here. So here we go, going up. There's other reasons too, but that's kind of keeping it very simple. So we're going up. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can bring your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants right now, and they're being separated from you and going into their own particular healing location. And everything on the light chip is conscious. It's true light energy. And you're able to communicate, just making a very general, like, mental telepathy, or whatever way you think it would work. But that's making it kind of simple. So here we go. We're connecting to the light beings now. And you need to request one particular situation, maybe body problem that you have. And like we've always said, it's your faith, like Jesus said, that heals you. And your healing aspect will be according to your DNA and what you think of healings and how clean your energetic bodies are as you come back. You're on the light ship. You are fixed 100%. But these energetic bodies wrap around you, which has caused your problem. And if they're not cleaned out, you may still have a situation happening. So here we go, going to one of the rooms. We have some requests here. Butterfly room, and we'll do a couple rooms at once here, and the a white light room. So there's different rooms there. There's conscious beings there that selected a body that is compatible to what we know about here. So you're not going to see anything that would look completely different to you. You're going to see light forms that you'd see on this planet because they're familiar to you. And that's how the light beings work. They'll pick something that we're used to seeing here. So here we go, going into these rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room, one more room before we go to the food court. So we'll go into the room with the floating magnets. That's what we did today on our 4-hour call. And we'll do that tomorrow, too, probably on the 8-hour calls that we have. We have 3 consecutive 8-hour calls on Sundays. Or consecutive Sundays for 8-hour calls. And here's the floating magnet. So if you have any pain in your body or a situation, request that the magnets go to that location. Remember, you're in control of your healing, and the light will not do anything that you don't ask because it can't interfere with your free will, free choice. Another way of stating this here, if you have a lot of pain in your body and you think that having your pain healed 5% is good for you, they'll only heal 5%. They won't feel the rest, they won't work with the rest of the 95 because it's your free will, free choice to suffer. So here we go. Going into the floating magnet room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. So now we're going into the room that has the food court. And since there's many different types of light beings on the light ship, we normally go to the food court that will have ones that look more human to us. So typically these would be aliens of light that are there working, who came there probably to help out for ascension for maybe other particular planets that need to have the same situation done to it like we're having here. And there could be some of the doctors and healers that you're going to also. So here we go. We're in the food court, and anybody who's had a birthday or is having one this month, we're going to go to the location where they have desserts, and you're going to feel your body get energized instantly. So I always like kind of the same thing, I guess. I like the German chocolate cake with the ice cream. And the chocolate drizzle and the hot fudge and whatever else they have there, the nuts, and maybe a little bit of caramel on it with some whipped cream and a cherry. And it's the size of a pencil eraser. And you get a little magnifying glass or a big one, and it looks like it's a regular-sized plate. And you go, wow, this is great. And you put this little thing into your mouth, and all of a sudden your body starts to buzz because of the life force energy. So we're having that right now. And you may start to feel yourself getting full, which is kind of strange to the first person who has ever experienced this. If this is new to you, you're going to feel yourself like you had a meal. And we can get seconds and thirds, and it's all nutritious energies for us here. And it's up to you if you want to sample what someone else is having up there. You can request that too. So whatever you want to have, you can have that. If you don't want ice cream and cake, they'd have like a juice bar in a sense. You can go into where the light beings get energized, have a different type of body, and they don't live on food. They live on just energy. So you can go into that location, put your hands on some golden plates, and get your body energized. And so we're in there, we're singing happy birthday. The light beings are joining us, and you can probably feel the harmony of the sound vibration going through your whole body right now during this year. Just the singing itself is very healing. So you'll be in this until we come back. So if you do want to have seconds, just go back there because you're up there consciously, physically. You're walking around with what you're wearing right now. You got it up there. And unfortunately, you can't bring something back. I've tried that myself a few times and didn't work. So anyway, I wanted to find that special ticket to get out, you know? So anyway, my ascension button, they took it. Here we go. Let's go into another room here. We'll go into a room that, and happy birthday, everybody. And let's go into the room where your spirit was created. We haven't been into that room for quite a while. So as you walk into the room, you're going to see this white light energy. This is your spirit energy. Now, this is not half of you. This is your complete energy of you and your twin flame before you got separated. And we're going in there. Remember, your twin flame typically is not here. There are people listening who probably have the twin flame on this planet, but most people don't have that. So here we go. I'll count to five. You're going to walk in, and this is what I kind of use the term love walks in, although love is an emotion, and we don't deal with emotions, but it's probably the easiest way to convey this to people. That's the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Now you're with your complete spirit energy. And normally I let people just stay with it for a while, but being on the radio program here, we could get turned off maybe with dead air. So I'll just talk a little bit here. And you can enjoy that energy. And we're going to go into the rainforest room and the waterfalls. So we could pick the pink waterfall room. That's kind of nice. Remember, these are all different locations. So we're going into like a room which has a different location, and this is the rainforest room and the waterfall room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're still in every room that we've been in so far. So if you're seeing butterflies still, you're still in that room. And we're going to go into all the rooms give peace energy. So I can bring you into a room with peace energy, but you won't see anything. And it may not be any different than what you've already had. Remember, being physical, we like to see things. So let's go into the room where they have the koala bears, okay? And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the crystal room. And I'm seeing the amethyst again here. So we'll go on to the amethyst room. And remember, each one of these crystals that you're seeing, and there's probably millions of them, are conscious beings. So request your healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And go into a room. Somebody's requesting, looks like diamonds. And we could go into a room where they have diamonds. This would be kind of interesting. I don't think I've been in this room before, so they're creating it right now. Here we go, going into this room where the diamond energies are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into one more location here. I always like to go into the room that helps your body detox. So we'll go into the room that has the hot tubs. They'll have our own one, our own particular hot tub, one hot tub for us, and there's life beings helping us. And you can see other people. You're not in there like you're having a, you know, a 70s party, you know, everybody in one hot tub. But you can see other people and wave to them and stuff. And but your body probably won't be exposed like it would be down here, okay? So here we go. Let's bring in the mud. So we're going to go into the mud in the hot tubs to help us with the minerals. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room, which I like going into, is the one that helps us out with our joints. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. You can go into one room of your choice if you like right now. Most of you out there probably know what kind of rooms there are, so just request a room. And you're in that now, and always request your healing that you'd like to have. Because each light beam team is different, and they work in the now. So the next now is the next now. They don't remember the previous now. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room that has the even harmonics. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll start to come back from the light ship. And happy birthday, everybody. And we're getting our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're coming back down. I'll count to five slowly. I'll do it in reverse here. I'll just count to five. I don't want anybody to think we're doing a meditation, you know, something like that. So here we go. You're coming back here because you're robot located. And my location process will stop. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll just see how everybody is doing here. And you might want to kind of take note of how you're doing. A lot of times people kind of feel, you know, they're just really, really light. So if you're feeling light, that's because that's where you were. You were in source energy. And here we go. I just wondering if anybody feels full. We could probably ask questions on that. And here we go. Coming back. You look at your pets and animals now. They're just arriving. And to see if they look any different to you. Remember, they were here and gone at the same time. You know, bilocated, and now you watch them come back into form, even though they still look here, they're being completed. So, let's check out the fast chat, maybe. If anybody had a great experience, maybe we got a few minutes left to go here. Maybe you could just bring that up briefly, and we'll see if it's on the fast chat or maybe on CLS questions. So, are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, my mind chatter has completely stopped, but my body is completely energized. It's like someone else wrote that too. Very calm in the mind, very centered, yet the body's energized and invigorated. And really like that feeling. It was a very good trip. People are saying thank you so much, and they enjoyed the newly created diamond area, healing area, and along with the other rooms. And wow, some people say they feel stronger in their body. Really enjoyed the food court and the hot tub with the mud for the detox. And the food court was really nice with those golden plates we got to touch. I think that's when I felt more energized. And I have heard people say on the archives that when they go on the 8-hour calls, the conference calls, which Ron's going to resume tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific time, that they feel very energized and they get a lot of things done around the house or start moving their body and can't really sit still like they thought they were going to. But it's a good kind of energy, not like a, you know, not like a caffeine high, but just sort of like, no, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and pick up things that you have maybe postponed doing. And it's like a new, vibrant energy. and it makes us feel alive and alert. So it's really a good feeling, sort of like, you know, if you felt that tonight, you might want to say so, but I've heard it spoken before, and I know I do feel that most of the time on Sundays. SD's saying it was blissful being with my twin flame. Yeah, that was very nice. And Donna says in the harmonics room, I felt light pressure on my temples. Oh, great. And then RD is saying, I feel like I don't have any cares at this time. Yeah, that is a feeling. And everyone's thanking you and really enjoyed the extra time up there and being allowed to bring our pets. Question, Ron, when our pets go up there, are they mingling together?
Do
they get to meet each other?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can meet each other, yeah. I don't know what the actual divisions are. I know that some of the larger animals are in different locations. So typically, if the animal isn't completely in peace energy, then it would be, in a sense, isolated. But normally, like yourself, all those emotions are taken away, and a lot of times they'll play with each other, just like you see here sometimes. You may, you know, see on some of the, you know, YouTube stuff or whatever, you see two animals that typically would eat each other, much like a cat and a mouse, right? You may see, I saw that a while back, where you see, you know, things happening. So, you know, we see a mouse sitting on top of a cat or something. anyway, we better get off here. I think Kathy, we're about due, I think. Show went by real quick.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Yep, so everybody, so blessings. Hope to see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call. Starting, this will be the first 8 hours for the month here. Be in New York at the end of the month here at the New Life Expo, block away from Penn Station. So anyway, we'll see you later. Blessings. Hope you all feel great. And thank you, Kathy. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Good night.